from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I am Father Tomasz Skibiński. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from the estate of Mieczysław Greczyło. This Mass is offered in memory of Mieczysław and his parents, Joanna and Michael Greczyło. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed rest in peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, at the beginning of this celebration, as always, we ask the Lord for pardon and mercy for our sins, so that we may worthily celebrate these holy mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Be near, O Lord, to those who plead before you, and look kindly on those who place their hope in your mercy, that cleansed from the stain of their sins, they may persevere in holy living and be made full heirs of your promise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless, and I will make my covenant between me and you, and will make you exceedingly numerous. Then Abram fell on his face, and God said to him, As for me, this is my covenant with you. You shall be the ancestor of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you the ancestor of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come from you. I will establish my covenant between me and you, and your offspring after you, throughout their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be God to you and to your offspring after you. And I will give to you and to your offspring after you the land where you are now an alien, all the land of Canaan, for a perpetual holding, and I will be their God. God said to Abraham, As for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your offspring after you, throughout their generations. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Seek the Lord. seek his presence continually. Remember the wonderful works he has done, his miracles and the judgments he uttered. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. O offspring of his servant Abraham, children of Jacob, his chosen one, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. The Lord remembers his covenant forever.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the people, "Very truly I tell you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." The Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, and so did the prophets. Yet you say, 'Whoever keeps my word will never taste death.' Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? The prophets also died. Who do you claim to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, he of whom you say he is our God, though you do not know him. But I know him. If I would say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your ancestor Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad." Then the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, before Abraham was, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We are just a few days away from Palm Sunday, from entering into the Holy Week, and we see how in those days we listen to this word from the Gospel of John, and we see how this misunderstanding and hatred toward Jesus is escalating, how much he is being misunderstood in what he says. It is because people around him, they have certain ideas. They have their mindset, which cannot be changed. They are so set in their ways that they reject very openly whatever Christ says to them. We just read a few days ago about this incident of this woman that was brought to Jesus Christ, that was caught in adultery, and Christ says, whoever is without sin, let him throw the first stone. Today we hear again that it is now the Jews who are picking up the stones to throw those stones against Jesus, against him, just because he's saying things that are very difficult for them to understand. And it is not one incident, but this will happen again. But as we get closer to all those days of the Passion, Death, and Resurrection of Christ, we see how much Christ speaks about his desire for us to have life. Even though he is going to be put to death and he will rise again, and he speaks openly about this, it's everything about life. God wants to give life because he is the God of life. And look, even when we read today's first reading, this moment of this dialogue of God with Abraham, we see that God makes a covenant already with Abraham, promising him life, and that this life will be passed from generation to generation. And he says, I will establish my covenant, which will be an everlasting covenant. I want to give you life that will continue on. And yet, when Christ brings people back to life, as he did, for example, with Lazarus, oh, there is so much misunderstanding again, so much hatred, and it is exactly then that they decide to do away with Jesus. But Christ says, if whoever keeps my word will never see death. And indeed, look, it was started with Abraham. He listened to the word of God. He believed in the word of God. He really believed that God was able to bring life out of death. That from, you know, the dead womb of his wife, Sarah, God brought about this life which he had promised to him, his son, Isaac. And really, God is the God of life. So much, so often, God defends his people. He's always there giving them life. Why? Because he's faithful to his covenant, as we were singing in the psalm, responsorial psalm. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. And so this covenant of the Lord is also for us. God wants to give us life. And we see that how much there is this misunderstanding creates division. A division. They say to him, yes, now we know that you have a demon. A few verses earlier, they say to him, yes, you are a Samaritan, meaning like this basically is an insult. And we know that you are being possessed. Now I say, yes, now we are sure that you have a demon. And what does it mean to in a sense, what does the devil do? He divides. And there is this division that is growing greater and greater between Christ and the people around him. But Christ really wants for us one thing, that we may never taste death. That's why Christ has come. That's why he has given his life. That's why he is not only that he enters his passion, death, but he rises again from death. And today this is the gift that he wants to bestow on us, this assurance that he's stronger than death. And even though we are about to celebrate all those moments, all those mysteries of our faith, we know what is happening, we know what is coming. We know that Christ will rise from the dead, that he will overcome death. And so Christ says, Abraham saw my day and he was glad. What is that Abraham saw? Abraham saw, yes, that God was able to give life to him by giving him the offspring, by giving him his son Isaac, but also that God did not want Isaac to die, but that he really wanted him to become a father of a multitude of nations. So Abraham saw God's day and he rejoiced. We are waiting for this moment as well. And I hope that the Lord gives us these experiences to see the Lord's day in our life. And whenever we see that death is approaching, that there are some difficulties, there are things that are definitely beyond our powers, that God manifests himself as the one who is greater than death and leads us out of it. And Christ confirms this. He says, before Abraham was, I am. This is the name of God. I am the one who is. I am. And God, just as he accompanied Abraham, just as he accompanied Moses and the people of Israel out of slavery into freedom, he also wants to accompany us. God never changes, but is a faithful God who wants to bring us to the fullness of life. Let us walk together with him. And now let us stand and together let us offer our prayers to our Father in heaven. Let us pray for all of us on this pilgrimage through Lent to the mysteries of the Passion, Death, and Resurrection of Christ, that we may be always assured of God's presence among us, and that we may be for this generation, for this world, the sign of God's almighty power. We pray to the Lord. For all those in our daily TV Mass prayer intentions book, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Almighty and ever-living God, we ask in our community prayer that you might guide us to enter more deeply into the spirit of Lent and into the forgiveness, reconciliation, and renewal that it offers us. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for those who offer this Mass, for Mieczysław and his parents and all the those from the family who have passed away, and for all those who have preceded us on the journey to the Father's house, that the Lord may welcome them into his kingdom. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Almighty God and Father, we ask that you may welcome all these prayers as well as all the intentions that we cherish dear in our hearts. We ask you this through Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. Mystery of this water and wine, where we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. With humble spirit and contrite heart, we will be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Lord, wash away my iniquity, cleanse me from my sin. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice in your hands, the praise and glory of his name.
Look with favor, Lord, we pray, on these sacrificial offerings, that they may profit our conversion and the salvation of all the world. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For through the saving passion of your Son, the whole world has received a heart to confess the infinite power of your majesty, since by the wondrous power of the cross, your judgment on the world is now revealed and the authority of Christ crucified. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks, as in exaltation we acclaim.
Blessed is he.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and Francis our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in this holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I passionately desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my soul, so that I may unite myself wholly to you, now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Nourished by your saving gifts, we beseech your mercy, Lord, that by this same sacrament with which you feed us in this present age, you may make us partakers of life eternal through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow your heads for the blessing. Be gracious to your people, Lord, we pray, that as from day to day they reject what does not please you, they may be filled instead with delight at your commands through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Amen.
Let us go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.